Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tara and Kim with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Queensland police will now be allowed to use a previously banned sleeper chokehold, Police Commissioner Katrina Carroll confirmed yesterday. The lateral vascular neck restraint was banned back in April this year. However, Ms. Carroll stated Queensland officers had always been allowed to use the restraint if necessary. Ms. Carroll says the chokehold is permissible in life-threatening situations where the use of force is necessary to prevent grievous bodily harm or death.
Queensland's parliament is expected to face a cabinet reshuffle, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to make an announcement later today. Health Minister Yvette Dart will likely return to her previous portfolio as Attorney General, with current Attorney General Shannon Fentiman to take over as Health Minister. Youth Justice Minister Leanne Leonard and Housing Minister Leanne Enoch are also likely to be moved from their portfolios. The changes are believed to come into effect as early as tomorrow.
In national news, President Joe Biden has postponed his planned trip to Australia next week due to stalled domestic debt ceiling negotiations with the US Congress. The president originally was to travel to Papua New Guinea and Australia for security discussions and to address the Australian Parliament. Instead, Mr. Biden will travel to Japan tomorrow for a meeting for the G7 to negotiate a debt ceiling, which is also to be attended by the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Negotiations over the debt ceiling have reached a critical point, with Republicans asking for spending cuts in exchange for raising the limit. It's predicted the US Treasury will run out of cash as soon as June 1st.
The Art Gallery of New South Wales has returned an 800-year-old wooden carving to one of the oldest temples in Nepal after it was stolen almost 50 years ago. In a ceremony near Kathmandu on Tuesday, the piece was repatriated after it was identified as stolen back in 2001. It's a mystery how the carving ended up in a collection that was inherited by the Art Gallery. The repatriation is part of a movement of stolen works from Western collections being returned. The Art Gallery of New South Wales will return three more items to India later this year after art dealer Shabash Kabor, who provided the pieces to the gallery, was convicted of buying and dealing in stolen art by a Manhattan court.
In international news, a German court has convicted five men over the theft of 18th century jewels worth more than 113 million euros from a Dresden museum. The stolen pieces contain more than 4,300 diamonds, including a breast star of the Polish Order of the White Eagle and a diamond headdress. Police state most of the stolen jewels have been recovered. Five men have been charged with aggravated and intentional arson, gang theft with weapons, dangerous bodily injury, and damage to property. Five of the men were from the same family and were handed sentences of between 4 years and 4 months and 6 years and 2 months. A sixth man was also acquitted. It's understood the thieves set fire to cuts out power supplies and also set a fire to a car in a nearby garage before fleeing to Berlin with the jewels.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is at no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all the news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.